I don't think there's a road in the county that didn't either have a tree or a branch come down after the big storm. And obviously the council had to go out and try and get the roads open straight away. They couldn't do it on their own. They had to bring in the experts to do a lot of the tree felling and different people with the different licenses and the people who were trained to do this kind of work. And great credit to everybody and all of the services that went out and played their part to get the roads opened. And after that, then the next stage was there was an awful lot of trees hanging down or actually falling and around houses and estates and places of Gatwick, and they were quite dangerous. So they had been done, and a lot of that work has been done now. As I say, the cost has come back in. The council has applied to government for extra funding to try and compensate for some of this. But the other question then has been asked, and a lot of engineers and staff within the council are saying, well, you know, a lot of these trees were in dangerous condition to begin with. Surely the landowners that were warned time and time again in the media about looking about the trees, particularly along county roads, national primary roads and things like that, where trees can come down, and but for the grace of God, someone could have been killed. But there has been damage done, and the question is asked now, is it back to the taxpayer again? Where nobody takes responsibility for dangerous trees, overhanging roads, some of them leaning out, some of them massive big branches, you know. And like, you can get a storm at any time of year now, even the summertime when the trees are full of big leaves and they're quite heavy and they start blowing as they come down. And I think it's time there's a bit of personal responsibility taken by landowners that if there's a tree there, then particularly on the road, then they need to be removed. Now, it's not a matter of trying to clear all the trees away. I don't want anybody thinking that's about, you know, birds and habitat and wildlife. It's not about that. It's keeping our roads, our county roads, safe for people to travel. And there's a big cost to this, what happened the last time. And again, that can happen any time. So the council said that it's something they have been working on for a while. They've been looking at that. They have been doing advertisement, calling on landowners and property owners to check any trees in their property, and if they're in any way danger, to go and get them attended to. They mightn't have to cut them down, might only have to cut off branches and stuff, but whatever it takes to keep a road safe, that's something needs to be done.